Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft, and today on SQL Shorts I want to talk about always-on availability groups. In the last SQL Shorts we covered what availability groups are. We went over this laundry list of all the things that they encompass, so I won't go over this. But today we're going to look at specifically how having an availability group allows databases to all fail over from one node to the next. In this case we've got a four-node cluster. Two of the nodes are being used for backups and reports. Simultaneously while the other two nodes are in close context to be able to do failover at a given moment's notice. What we'll show here is an example of an availability group. You've got three servers in a cluster and you've got the HR database that's been replicated between all three servers. Right now the primary node is server A and the availability group exists on server A. If we fail over to server B, then the availability group and the virtual name of that availability group will fail over to server B, and that database will then be contained by database B. Now, as we'll head over to the actual demo and look at the server, we've got a three-node cluster here running on a hypervisor. And what we're going to do is we're going to go up to node one. We've got two databases that we've backed up, and we're going to go create an availability group now with a wizard. So we're going to step through these steps here. We'll call this ABG for availability group. Go ahead and hit next. We'll select our two databases that we want to create the availability group with. We'll add a replica of node 2. That is going to allow automatic failover. We could say high performance or high safety if we wanted to. And we also want to click on what it's going to allow in a secondary mode. We'll go ahead and hit next here. We'll remember this because this is going to allow us to point to the active node no matter which node is active. And this is the location of our backup files. We'll hit next here. It's going to do some initial checking. And then we could actually run this out by hitting finish. But what we'll do in this case is we'll do a new query window and we'll just run it as a script. So we're going to run this whole piece here as a script that goes ahead and creates all the assets that we're going to need to create the availability group. This needs to be done in SQL command mode, so let's go to that. We're going to go ahead and execute these, and if all works, what's going to happen is it's going to create the availability groups with this T-SQL statement, and then we can go ahead and check it over here on the left side. So that query ran successfully, so what we should see now is that there's a new availability group that was created over here. We'll refresh this, and you can see we have the availability group with a listener now that points to the active node, two databases that are in that availability group, and node 1 and node 2 that are primary. So if we wanted to, we could also create a connection to ABG underscore listener, and that's going to point to the active node, which is going to be actually node 1 right now. We could also come in here and we could actually start adding records into database 1. So let's go ahead and let's do that. Node 1, we'll refresh this. And we'll actually do it in the data table here. Let's go ahead and new table. Call it C1 and save this. And T1, table 1. Go ahead and hit OK. And what we're going to do now is we'll see a new table here. We're going to add some records. And then when we go over to node 2, we should see that is in fact the same data that should exist over here. So let's go ahead and refresh this. Database 1, come in here, select star from this, and this will give us our hello world. This is not something that we can edit. If we try to edit it, it'll fail because we don't have the ability to add it. So that's just good to know. All right, well, that's the end of your SQL short. Hopefully you enjoyed it. This, again, is availability groups for always on. And it's a great technology to check out. Take care. This is Mike Wilmot. Feel free to send me an email if you have any questions.